Correct? Your Earthly right. Father? His name is David ben Rav Yitzchak. Berish David ben Rav Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. May the learning be a zuchus for him and l'aliyas nishmasei.
Amen.
Let's begin. We're up to Perek Membeis. We're up to Pasuk Yud. Pagan. Perek Membeis Pasuk Yud. We are in the middle of this sequence of psukim where Klal Yisrael are at this very difficult point juncture. They come to Yirmiyah, and this is after the assassination of Gedal ben Achikam, the assassination of all of the men that were serving under his authority, after the terrible event where the 80 innocent people, these 80 people who came to visit Yerushalayim, they were intercepted by Yishmol ben Asanya, and they were also killed. 70 of the 80 were killed. And then there was Yochanan ben Koreach went to war with Yishmol ben Asanya, and he was successful in retrieving all of the captives, but failed to capture Yishmol ben Asanya. He escaped with 8 people to Amon. And at this point in time, we have now a remnant of the Jewish people, the She'eris HaPleita. They're here in Yerushalayim, and they don't know what to do. And they fear for their lives. It's only going to be a short time until Nebuchadnezzar finds out what has happened, and there's going to be repercussions for what has happened. So the people approach Yirmiyah, and they say to Yirmiyah, what should we do? And remember, the truth is that we know what we want to do. We want to go to Mitzrayim. We're just asking you for your bracha. We're going to escape because things are not going to be good over here. We're all going to go to Mitzrayim. Give us a derech, tell us the proper path to take to Mitzrayim. And that's what we want to do. Then, in the last three psukim, we learned that Yirmiyah's response was after 10 days. 10 days later, or someone who was on Yom HaKippurim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Yirmiyah, put in Yirmiyah's mind a nevuah, and he told Yirmiyah, I want you to go and relay this nevuah to Klal Yisrael. And what's the nevuah? Pasuk Yud. Im shoiv teishu ba'aretz hazos. You're making a big mistake, Klal Yisrael. Don't think that the proper thing would be is to go to Mitzrayim. That's the wrong thing. Remain here in Eretz Yisrael. Im shoiv if you will remain in this land, then I will bless you. I will build you up. I will not destroy. I will plant you. I will not uproot you. I relent on the evil that I have done to you. I am changing my mind. If you'll only now express this small degree of faith and decide to remain here in Eretz Yisrael, even though there are dangers, even though Gedal ben Achikam has been assassinated, and you're afraid of the repercussions from the Nebuchadnezzar, trust me, Hashem says, I will build you, I will plant you, kinichamti, all of the evil I plan to do to the Jewish people, I have relented, and everything will be fine and good. That's what I request of you. Pastor Gedalef. Al tiru mibnei melech bavel. Do not
which
be afraid. Perik membeis. Membeis pasuk yud aleph. Al tiru mibnei melech bavel. Do not be afraid of melech bavel. Asher atem yireim mipanav, whom you are afraid of. Al tiru mimenu nu'um Hashem ki itchem oni. I am. You are with me. Lo yishiaschem to save you. Ula hatzilaschem yado. You are with me. I will save you, and I will to spare you and to save you from his hands, even though you're afraid, rightfully so, that who knows what he's going to do to you now, because he's going to view what has happened as an act of rebellion. You need not worry. Have faith in Hashem. Pasuk Yudbeis. V'yatein lochem rachamim. I will bestow upon you compassion. V'richam eschem. V'heishiv eschem al maschem. And I will return you to your land. Now they're in their land. They are in their land, but it means over here I'm going to cause everyone else to come back. All the people from Babel, they're also going to come back to the land. V'im oimer matem pasuk yud gimel. If you're going to say atem lo neishem aretz hazos, if you're going to say no, we do not want to remain in Eretz Yisrael, we want to go to the place of safety, to Mitzrayim. Levilti shemaya, we do not want to listen to kol Hashem elokeichem. Lemar saying loy, no, we refuse to remain here in this land. Ki bat Eretz Mitzrayim lavo, we will go to Egypt. Asher lo nire milchama, because that's a safe place. The land of Egypt is a place of safety and security. It's not like what's happening here in the Eretz Yisrael, the Kastim. These are barbarians. These people who know that you can't even walk in the street; they'll just chop your head off. It's like ISIS today, Al Qaeda, the Shagayim are roaming the streets. We can't live like this. We want to go to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was known to be a safe, secure environment where there's prosperity. We're going to go there. You're not going to hear the sound of sirens. The sound of the shofar, the shofar is the call for war. V'lalechem lo nirav. There is no starvation in Egypt. Everyone, the government guarantees subsidies and programs for everyone who needs what to eat. There's nothing to worry about. V'sham neshev. We are entitled to have some safety, security, some peace of mind to go to Egypt. So Hashem says, V'ata now. Let's first do these psukim. Before we go too far, we get lost. Let's do these psukim inside. All the way until pasuk kezvav, let's see the farshim inside. Starting with pasuk yud, back to the mitzudo stavit. Uvanis yeschem, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you're making a mistake. I do not want you to go to Egypt. I want you to remain in Eretz Yisrael. And if you will remain in Eretz Yisrael, then uvanis yeschem, ritzon leimar yifru v'yirbu ba, you will be fruitful and multiply in the land of Layiglu o mimena, and you will never be exiled from the land ever again. The Natati, who kafal inyan the milim shoynais, we have poetic repetition, building, planting. I'm going to relent. Kinichamti, chashavti machshava cheres al harosh shastis yilohem, ki lo yosef o lohar lohem. I have a new machshava. No longer will I cause you any harm. Pasuk yud alef, ashratem yurem miponav. Do not be afraid of the Babylonians. The Kastiim, ritzon loymar hadav ashratem yurem miponav. Who miharigas gedali? This that you're afraid that because Gedali was assassinated, and you're going to suffer the repercussions of this. Do not be afraid. Kamosha kosev lamala. Do not be afraid. Mimenu min hadav hahu lo tiru. Do not be afraid. Ki nevuchadnetzar lo yera imchem bavur ze. Nebuchadnezzar will not harm you because of this matter. I will save you. He will not be able to cause you any harm. Pasuk Yud Beis, and Nebuchadnezzar will have compassion upon you. Nebuchadnezzar will be inspired to allow the people who have gone into exile, into Babel, to return to Eretz Yisrael. Hagoyle me'imchem le'Babel yeshivei me'ritzoynoi el artzam. It's an amazing series of psukim. What's going on over here is that these people, these few survivors, in their hands lie the entire fate of Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine the responsibility? There was a very small percent. It's a very small percentage of Klal Yisrael, only a few hundred people, I think. And they're being told to express faith in Hashem and remain in Eretz Yisrael. And if you'll do so in reward for that faith, Hashem will inspire Nebuchadnezzar to allow the exiles in Babel to return to Eretz Yisrael. Amazing. And because they lack this faith, and then Hashem says, if you'll do that, you'll live here, you'll never ever be exiled from the land ever again. The whole goal would have been entirely different. Levilti Shemaya, but they refused to listen. If now, after you've heard the word of Hashem, you do refuse to remain over here, and you refuse to listen to the word of Hashem, Lamar, Pasuk Yedalit, you're going to say, no, you're going to say, no, we are going to go to Egypt. In Egypt there is no war. In Eretz Yisrael, they were terrified from war. The kol shofar, there in Egypt, we're not going to hear the sound of the horn. It was customary to blow the shofar when there was war. Lo nirav, lo kamo b'kan shaharav masmit. And there in Egypt, we're not going to be afraid of famine. V'sham neshe, v'lo niyu goyle misham. We will not be exiled from there. Okay, so pasuk. Let's see over here. Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's see.
People lived through the korban already.
What?
They lived through the korban. They lived through the korban.
Right, but even what do you mean they lived through the korban? Right, we know that they lived, but the question over here is what's the future?
They had it so bad that they were already under the rule of Gedaliah.
Well, Gedaliah was killed. There's no more Gedaliah.
Now Gedaliah was killed.
Right.
Now they're running.
Right. Until this point in time, they felt secure. There was a korban, but Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedaliah. So that restored security for the few survivors. Whoever was left in Eretz Yisrael was felt secure because Nebuchadnezzar appointed a governor and he took care of them. But now that Gedaliah was gone, so now there's no authority. Now it's just the Wild West. And they were afraid that they walk in the streets, the Kassidim will kill them, will steal their property, will kill them. And even more so, they were afraid that Nebuchadnezzar would view the murder of Gedaliah as an act of rebellion, and Nebuchadnezzar himself would instruct his soldiers to harass and harm, torment the people. So the people wanted now to leave. They wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Egypt.
And Yirmiyahu
is telling them, no, Hashem wants you to stay. Even though logically you're right, it's very dangerous, Hashem says, have faith in me, I will protect you. And if you have this faith in me, not only will you survive and thrive here in the land, I will inspire Nebuchadnezzar to release the captives in Babel and have them return to Eretz Yisrael.
But now they see in front of their eyes Gedaliah was killed. So why would they have all of a sudden... Yirmiyahu is making a promise to them.
Yeah.
They're safe. Right in front of them, their leader was killed.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
They asked Yirmiyahu.
They don't know what to do. Right. They asked Yirmiyahu. They don't know what to do now.
And Yirmiyahu was not telling him his own ideas. Yirmiyahu was telling them, I'm telling you a nevuah. After 10 days, I receive from Hashem a nevuah, and Hashem is giving you a direct message not to leave Eretz Yisrael, to remain here in the land, and you'll have nothing to worry about. And here, they're going to refuse. They're going to refuse the words. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, V'kol shofar. Shetoykin had tzayfim liz lahazir esa'am, because it was customary for the tzayfim, the lookouts to blow the shofar to warn the people when the enemy is coming. Okay, let's see what it says in the Radak, starting with Pasuk Yud. Im shoyf tashuvu, the people came to Yirmiyah and they asked, they told Yirmiyah, we want to go to Mitzrayim. Yirmiyah said, Hashem has spoken to me. Hashem has told me to tell you, do not go to Mitzrayim. Remain here in the land without a leader. Im shoiv tashuvu. Shoiv mikar b'chasar in pei hapoal. Shoiv is a short version of tashuv. The tof of tashuv is missing. The pei, the first letter. U'mishpatoi b'tashlum. The yud is the yashuv. U'mishpatoi b'tashlum yashuv. The afal pish ein haminig b'mekar shehu b'zeh hamishkol b'nechiyah pei leval choser. Even though it's not normal to leave out the first letter of the shirish, hinei kamohu yodati ki lo tuchol kamo yochol. Tuchol, the tuf sometimes interchange with the word yochol. So I guess that the same meaning is that the main letter, which is the yud, is exchanged for another letter. But the meaning over here is yashuv. Hashem wants you to remain put. Do not go anywhere else. Pasuk based in the Radach, Veheishev Eschem Elad Maschem, Al HaGoylim Amar. Here Hashem says to Yirmiyah, tell Yirmiyah that the people who have faith, Hashem will inspire Nebuchadnezzar to cause the exiles to return. The Amar Eschem, the reason why it says Eschem, Ki HaRoiv Goloi V'Ma'at Nichlal B'Roiv. It says all of you. All of you is the majority. Okay, that's ready further. Let's go further. Now we're up to Pasuk Tezvav. He says to them, listen to me, listen to the words of Hashem, listen to the words of Hashem, the remnant of Yehuda. I'm warning you, don't even think of going and returning to Mitzrayim. If you're going to set your face, return to Mitzrayim, with Hashem, and you're going to go, Logur Sham, you know what's going to happen to you? Pasuk design, the Hoysa Acherev, the sword, Asheratem Yiremi Men, that you're afraid of, that you're afraid the sword will come over you here in Eretz Yisrael, guess what? Shom Tasib Yeskam Yeretz Mitzrayim. There, in Mitzrayim, it will overtake you. V'hara'ov, and the famine, Asheratem Doegim Yimenu, that you're afraid of, here in Eretz Yisrael, Shom, there in Mitzrayim, Yidbak Achareichem, it will attach itself to you, Mitzrayim, V'shom Tamusu, and there you will die. Okay, Pasuk. Let me just slightly ask him. I'll ask him. Hi, how are you? All right, let's go further. V'hoisa, okay, so let's go up to Pasuk Tezayin. V'hoisa, let's do it again. V'hoisa, ha'cherev ha'sharetem yoyim mimenu shom tasik yitzchem meretz mitzrayim, v'horev ha'sharetem doegim mimenu shom yidvak yitzchem ha'cherechem mitzrayim v'sham tamusu, and you will die in Egypt. Pasuk Yitzayin. V'yiyu kol ha'noshim asher samu espeneim lovoy mitzrayim lo gorsham, and it will be all the people which set their faces to go to Mitzrayim to live over there. Yomusu, they will die b'cheref, by the sword, by famine, b'adavim, by the plague, v'lo yeluchem sorid ufolit, and there will be no survivor b'bnei hara'ah, because of the evil asher ani mevi alehem, which I am planning to bring upon you. Pasuk Yitches, ki koyama Hashem tzvokos l'kei Yisrael, kasher nitach api, just like I poured out api my anger, v'chamosi my fury al yoshve Yerushalayim, came likewise, Titach, I will pour out Hamosi Alechem upon you, the Voyachem Mitzrayim, the Yisem La'Allah, you will be as a curse, Ulishama, and a source of astonishment, the Lik La'Allah, Ulicharpa, we have four words here, 1, 2, 3, 4, La'Allah, curse, Ulishama, astonishment, Ulikola, curse, Ulicharpa, a shame, the Losiru Od, Esamokam Hazeh, you'll never see this land again. Dibra Hashem Alechem Sheris Yehuda, Hashem has spoken to you, the remnants of Yehuda, Al Tavoy Mitzrayim, I'm warning you, don't go to Mitzrayim. Yedoa Teidu, you shall know, ki ha'idosi bochem hayom, I've delivered testimony against you. Watch out. You are forewarned. You are forewarned. Don't make this mistake. And then, in Pasuk, now let's first do these psukim, and we'll come back in a moment. Pasuk Tezayin in the Mitzvah of David. Asher Atem Yireim, Hu Acher HaKastim, you're afraid of the sword. The sword that you are afraid of in Eretz Yisrael will come overtake you in Mitzrayim. Shami v'gaskacharechem, Yudavak bochem v'lechasacharechem will cleave to you, v'letosefes beyer omar Mitzrayim. V'sham tamusi, you will die there in Egypt. V'cherev uvarav. Pasuk Yitzayin, v'yu kol hanashim, kol hachafeitzim v'lechashama, all the people that want to go to Mitzrayim, kulam yamusu ish loy nedar, there will be no survivor. V'lo yishar she'eris ma lefi goydil hara'ah sh'avi aleihem. There will be absolutely no survivor due to the incredible harm I'm going to bring upon you. Pasuk Yitches, just like I poured out kasher nitach, k'moy shenishbach api, just like I poured out my anger upon the people so far, and so I'll pour out upon you the survivors, and all of you will be la'ola, a curse. Kulam yoimru bishru aschem. An ola means an oath. When one man will make a swear, he'll say, "Imasisi kazos, I swear to you that I did not do this. And if I'm lying, it should happen to me like what happened to the survivors in Eretz Yisrael." That's how bad the tragedy is going to be to those people who do not listen to Hashem. Eye kmo eile haboim l'mitzrayim, it shall become to me the same tragedy that happened to those people who went to Mitzrayim. Ulashama, astonishment. Kulam yitnu, everyone will be astonished. Al goydol napolasam uliklala hamakala misha yitn asakal. When one man curses his friend, he would say to him, "It should happen to you like what happened to the Jews who did not listen to Yirmiyah and went down to Mitzrayim." Hamakal as me, a person curses his friend. Yitle haklala bochem lemar sheyia mikulol kemoischem. You should be cursed like you ulicharpa. Kulam yicharfu eschem. Everyone will put you to shame. V'loy tiru. And you will not see. Kasher telchu mipo, once you leave Eretz Yisrael, don't think it's only going to be temporary. Don't think you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael again. Lo toshuvu o liros samokam hazeh. You will never come back and see this land. Pasuk Yitzes Dibur Hashem. Amar shuv l'hashreis kochem. He told him again. Repeat Yadua Teda. B'voi alechem atzor teidu shani hisreis v'yachem. Hayom v'amartem shiyakein. When it happens to you, Yirmiyah tells them, "You'll remember that I warned you, and now you're getting what you deserve." Let's see what he says in the Radak. Radak, starting with Pasuk Yudches, La'ola L'sham U'L'Klola, Perushay Ola L'Klola. So Radak disagrees with the Mitzudos. He translates word Ola as a curse. Mitzudos said Ola is a Shvua. When a person would make a Shvua, he would say that if I'm lying, then it should happen to me like what happened to the Jews. But the Radak says it's an Ola L'Klola, but it says in the Pasuk for L'Klola, Kofal ho'inyin b'milim shoynois. We have many words which mean the same thing. Oipei v'sholo olol shvur. And now he says the interpretation of the mitzudos, it means an oath. V'chein tekev yunasad l'mumei. It means an oath. V'hu al derech v'inachtem shimchem l'shvur l'vchirai. We have such a concept that I'll make your name as a shvur to my chosen ones. There it might be used in positive for a sense, but it means over here as well, it means an oath. Okay, that's okay, that concludes this section. Now we come to Pasuk. Now Pasuk is an important Pasuk. Pasuk tells us that here we have said to Klal Yisrael, you have deceived me. In other words, when you came to me, this goes back to what we discussed yesterday. When you came to me, you said to me that Yirmiyah, we are going to Mitzrayim. And you made believe, you presented yourself as if you're going to do the will of Hashem. Yirmiyah says, you know, we don't intend to do the will of Hashem. You're just coming to tell me what you are planning on doing. You're not really submissive. When you come to me, you make believe, Yirmiyah, what should we do? That's a lie. You misled me. You're deceiving me. Ki his esem b'nafsho seichem. You deceive me concerning your neshamas, meaning a nefesh always means your will. You deceived me concerning your true desire. Ki atem shlachtem osi l'Hashem Elokeichem lemor hispal ba'adeinu l'Hashem Elokeinu, and you said I should go into Hashem and seek out His, pray to Hashem on your behalf, and you told me ukechol Hashem yomar Hashem Elokeinu, whatever Hashem our God says, kein hagelanu v'yosinu, so we'll listen. Tell us, and we will do. And now, it turns out that what I'm telling you to do, you don't want to do. I'm telling you today what to do. I'm telling you that you're mistaken. Hashem does not want you to go to Egypt. Hashem wants you to be in Eretz Yisrael. And v'lo yishmatem, and you refuse to listen to kol Hashem Elokeichem, ulechol asher shalachani aleichem, and all of the messages that I've sent upon you. The atah now, yedua teidu, ki vachedev v'orov v'dever yitamusu, since you are not going to listen to me, I see that you're planning to leave. Your bags are packed, you're going to Mitzrayim, you should know that you're going to die by sword, by famine, by plague, by tamusu, by mokam asher chafatzim lovay l'goshom, you're going to die in Egypt. Okay, so that concludes this parak. Yirmiyah over here is very, very harsh to the people of the survivors. Let's see these few psukim starting with Pasuk Chaf and the Mesudas David. The Pasuk Chaf says, because his esem, you have deceived me. B'dibroi imohem ra b'fnehem, when he spoke to them, he saw through the conversation, even though it's not obvious in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk doesn't say this, but he saw through the conversation the people had no intent of remaining in Eretz Yisrael. The people desired their plan, they were set, they already finalized their plans, they already bought their tickets, they're going to Mitzrayim. You have made a grave mistake. Ashratem shlachtem oisi, ki ilu loy shlachtem heisem shoygegin, the achshav atem mezidim. Since you had no intent to listen to what Hashem said, it would have been better for you not to ask HaKadosh Baruch, because then you can make believe and say, maybe Hashem really would have wanted us to go to Mitzrayim. So now that you have decided on your own that you're going to Egypt, and then you still go ask HaKadosh Baruch, when Hashem says, no, I do not want you to go to Egypt, I want you to remain over here, and you disobey, now you have become mezidin. It's always been mutav sheyiyu shegin v'al yuhu mezidin. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, l'chol day for return l'amar g'chomosh, shalo shamata me'oz, l'chol asher shlachti eschem. It's nothing new. You never ever listened to me in the past anyway. Pasuk Chabez V'yatah, now, Chozal l'hashreis b'chem shuv, he warns them, l'bal yedu b'vahara, he warns them that they should know when the evil comes, I want us to remind you, when the evil does come upon you, remember, I predicted that this would happen. You have no one to blame but yourself because you did not heed my warning. Okay, let's see over here in the Radak, the last Yub Sukkim. Pasuk Chaf, ki, because you have deceived me. His esem b'nafsho seichem. Your true desires have deceived me. Perek Membeis, Pasuk Chaf, in the Radak. Chaf, ki, his esem b'nafsho seichem. B'tzeirei ha'ayin. The ayin under his esem has a tzeirei. U'perish his esem. Also, birutzoinchem kolaymar b'ma b'me shahoye b'nafsho seichem. Your desire was deceitful. Kumo im yesh es nafshechem. Nefesh means your desire. Kolaymar lo his isem li b'fichem. You did not deceive me openly. Because to me, you said, whatever you tell us to do, we will do. But your neshama, your heart, was deceitful. Because Yirmiyah saw that their true intent was to go to Egypt. Therefore, told them that your neshamas have deceived me. I've told you what to do, you don't want to listen. He did not yet finish his words and they did not answer him. Even though it does not say this anywhere explicitly in the past, people said that we don't care, we're going to do what we want. But the past, the Yirmiyah over here is telling us that he was able to detect from their language and from their conversation that they had no intent of listening to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore they are guilty. Okay, now to go just to conclude this chapter, I just want to point out one thing, and that is, Chazal tell us, it is besides the problem, there are a few problems over here with the plan of the people. Number one is, they're not listening to the words of the Navi. The Navi tells them, do not go to Egypt. Hashem wants you to remain here. In addition, there is a special prohibition in the Torah that you're not allowed to return to Mitzrayim. And this prohibition appears in the Torah three times. Three places the Torah says, do not return to Mitzrayim. And here, they are in outright violation. B'shloisha mikoymos. In three places, the pasuk says, this is a mechilta. B'shloisha mekaymos hizr hamakom liyishrol shaloi lachzor lemitzrayim. Shenemar in Shemos, Perek Yudalid, ki asher yisem es mitzrayim hayoim, lo sosifu liroysom od ad olam. In Devarim, v'Hashem omar lochem, lo sosifu loshuv baderech hazeh od. And again in Devarim, Perek Chavches, v'heshivcha Hashem mitzrayim bonios baderech asher amati lucho, lo sosif od lirosa. Hashem will return you on boats, on the derech which he said, I'll be part of the curse, which he said, Amarti l'cha, lo, so sif, od, lir, osa. So therefore, they are here in a triple violation of what it says in the Torah, not to return to Mitzrayim. They're going directly, from now you'll tell me, the many haterim, to go to Mitzrayim. The Rambam himself writes, the Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim. Okay, the Rambam had no choice, it was because of Parnassa. There are different exceptions when a person can live in Mitzrayim. But to go die, one of the heterim is you're not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. If you go to Spain to Mitzrayim, you go from Aleppo to Mitzrayim, Syria to Mitzrayim, that is not necessarily an outright violation. But to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, that is a blatant violation of the halacha, and that's exactly what they're doing here. They're living in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going directly to Mitzrayim. Chazal say there were three times in Jewish history when the Jews violated, in mass, they violated this halacha, and each of the three times they were decimated through their violation. The first time was in the times of Sanherib, when the Jewish people were afraid that Sanherib would attack the Yerushalayim. There was a mass emigration to Egypt. And what happened there? It says there, Hoy, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hoy, Hayardim Mitzrayim Le'ezra, U'Mitzrayim Adam. There it says, U'Mitzrayim Adam V'loy El. Mitzrayim is only a human being. They're not a god. V'Suseyem Bosar. Their horses are flesh. V'loy Ruach. And it says there that they will be decimated by the Egyptians. And indeed, that's exactly what happened during the time of Sanherib. The second time they were decimated is right now, is the time of Yochanan ben Koreach. We're going to see soon that Yochanan ben Koreach turned sour. Yochanan ben Koreach was one of the strongest supporters, strongest advocates of going to Mitzrayim, even though he was seemingly a very good, great person so far. So far, he was the one that came and tried to prevent Gedaliah from being assassinated. He was willing to go on a covert mission to kill Yishmael. And then he was the one who came to rescue all of the captives. So Yochanan ben Koreach appears to be a very good person, but we're going to see very soon that he turned sour, and he was one of the main people who influenced the Hamoinam not to listen to Yirmiyah, but to go to Mitzrayim. So it says here the second time was during the time of Yochanan ben Koreach. He was the one that convinced them to go down to Egypt, and indeed they were slaughtered in Egypt. They all died there, as well Yirmiyah predicted. The third time took place during during, they call over here during Rashlishis Bimei Targinus, the Targinus, I guess this was during the time of the Bayis, maybe during the time of the Bayis Sheni, it could be. During the time of the, during the time, I don't know if it's the Bayis Shvish, the Bayis Sheni, I don't know. I think the Bayis Sheni. Let me see how the article, I think it also says what it was. The Caesar, so the Romans, during time of Bayis Sheni. The third time was during the emperor, the Caesar Targinus. Now what happened there? This was the story. This Caesar's wife gave birth to a baby on Tisha B'Av. So normally when the Caesar, when the head of state, remember when the royal family, when Prince Williams had his children, what does he have, three now, whatever he has, two, whatever he has, it's a whole celebration, it's in the news, it's the headlines of the news, the whole country is celebrating and they're waiting for a statement, so on and so forth. The Jews, on the day when the Caesar had a baby, were fasting. So obviously that did not play well in the media. Here, everyone, the whole country is celebrating that the Caesar had a baby, and the Jewish people are in mourning. They had clips of the Jews in mourning. So people didn't. Of course, we're not. No one's mourning because of the Caesar had a baby. It's because it's Tisha B'Av. Okay, they got away with it. Shortly after the baby was born, the baby got sick, and the baby had a prolonged illness, and the baby died on Hanukkah. And the whole country was in mourning, 7 days of mourning. And the baby died on the first day of Hanukkah. What did the Jewish people do for the next 7 days? The next 8 days? They lit candles, Hanukkah candles. Now, candles is something you normally light in celebration. So the wife of the Caesar was furious. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was bad enough that when the baby was born, they were all in mourning. And now, when the baby dies on Hanukkah, they're all celebrating. They're all celebrating with the lighting of candles for 8 days. That's how they viewed it. So she called her husband, which happened to be overseas, fighting some type of war in another country. And she said to her husband, instead of going and fighting a country that's far away from us, why don't you come and take care of the enemies in your own hometown? Take care of the domestic enemies, the Jews. When the baby was born, they were mourning. When the baby died, they're celebrating. And indeed, he came back. And they were all living in Egypt. This was the Caesar, I guess, one of the places where they were all living in Egypt. And the Jewish population at this point was living in Egypt. In violation of the halacha, they went from Eretz Yisrael to Egypt. And he came back, the Caesar, Targinus, and he wiped out all the Jews living in Egypt. And in fact, when he came to Egypt, the journey was a 10-day journey. And he miraculously came back in 5 days. And when he walked into the Beis Medrash, what pasuk were they studying? They were studying the pasuk Yisa Hashem Olecha Goy Merochoik Mikzeh Haaretz Kasher Yideh HaNosher. They happened to be reading the pasuk as Kriyas HaTorah. He walked in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Hashem will bring upon you a nation from far, like an eagle, a nesher swoops down in swift, in haste. So he said, "Oh, it's a simon min Hashemayim. I am that nesher that has come from far to take revenge from the Jews for celebrating and mourning over the birth and death of my child." And that's what he went to do. He went and he wiped out the Jews that were living in Mitzrayim. They lived in Alexandria. This was Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. So this is a very important Ramah Chazal. To review, we have over here Yirmiyah's warning, do not go to Egypt. There are two reasons why he's telling them not to go to Egypt. Number one, even if it was going to Australia, I would not want you to go, because Hashem wants you to remain here in Eretz Yisrael to develop the land, and Hashem guarantees everything will be fine and well. In fact, Hashem has charata. Hashem has relented, nichanti el hara'ah, and is willing to inspire Nebuchadnezzar to return the goyim. Besides that, you're not allowed, according to halacha, to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. It says this in Pasuk three times. And then we bring in this idea that in Jewish history, there were three major events where the masses, they emigrated to Eretz Yisrael, and they were decimated to Mitzrayim, and they were decimated. Once in the time of Sancheiriv, that's during the time of Yeshaya, 250 years ago, before this event. The second time now during Yochanan ben Koreach, And a later time in Alexandria, Shalom Mitzrayim, during the time of the Bayesheri, during the story of Tigrinus the Kesar. Okay, now let's begin the next Perek, starting with Perek Mem Gimel. Vayhi kechalos Yirmiyahu eludabri el kol am el eskodri Hashem elokehem. Asher shlocho Hashem elokehem biya elayhem. Eis kohan hermo'ela. It was after Yirmiyah finished telling them all of these words of prophecy, all of what's going to happen. Pasuk Beis. Vayomer Azariah ben Hoshaya, Yochanan ben Koreach, v'chol anoshim azedim. And then we have this person Azariah ben Hoshaya. Now before, in the previous parak, he was called what?
Azariah was second in command.
But before he was Yizariah. If you go back before,
he was the same person.
But Yikshu called Sarah Halim Yerachim and Kodach Vizanya ben Hoshaya. And here we have, where do we have him before? Where do we have him before?
The beginning of Mendez,
okay. By Yikshu called Sarah Yerachim and Kodach Vizanya. And here is Azariah. It's a different person. Is there?
It's in the seal, as Michael pointed out, says it's the same person.
Okay, fine. So this is Azariah, the Yochanan ben Koreach, the Chol Hanash Ma'azedim, all of the arrogant, the evil people, Harashoyim, Oymer Mel Yirmiyahu, Sheker Ato Medaber, you're a liar. Lo Shulachacha Hashem Elokeinu Leimor, Hashem did not send you, saying, Lo Savu Mitzrayim Lo Gorshem, Hashem never gave you this message. Why then are you trying to do this? Because ki Baruch ben Eriya mesis oischa banu. Baruch ben Eriya is having an influence upon you. Lamantes o sonu biyadakasim, in order to deliver us biyadakasim. Lohamis o sonu ulahaglois o sonu bavel, in order to cause us to go to Bavel. And what does Baruch ben Eriya have to do with this? So this is a little bit interesting. So let's see first the Mesulas first. Pasuk Aleph. Eis kol hadvar mu'ele, hamum l'malo. It was after Yirmiyah relayed all of these words, Pasuk Beis, Oimrim, Hayu Oimrim, they would say, Lefi Shaychu Advar Amar Shuv Oimrim. We repeat the word Oimrim because the Pasuk is very long, Pasuk Gimel. You're a liar. What's your motive? Every time a person says a lie, there must be a motive. What here was the motive? The motive is Baruch Ben Eriya, your student. Yitachein Shahilhem Tagor Mariva in Baruch. They did not get along with Baruch. And therefore they suspected that Baruch ben Eriya, he somehow influenced Yirmiyah to predict that this would happen to them if they go to Mitzrayim, so that they should remain here, and that the Kastim should capture them and deport them to Bavel. All of this was devised by the arch enemy, Baruch ben Eriya. Some reason, it doesn't tell us exactly why, they did not get along. Some of the survivors will be killed, and the remainder will be exiled to Bavel. So all of this has been devised by your student, Baruch ben Eriya. Let's see what it says in the Radak. There is not. Now, I saw over here another interpretation. I saw this in the Art Scroll, and he cites this from the Abarbanel.
Right.
The Abarbanel is very fascinating. He says that Baruch ben Eriya wanted, was a student of Yirmiyah, and the greatest accomplishment a student can get in those days was prophecy. Okay, you want to achieve something in this world. So you get a PhD, right? So instead of getting a doctorate, or getting your medical license, or becoming a lawyer, whatever your achievement, the greatest achievement you could achieve in this world would be to become a prophet. What? Certified Navi. For the amateur, or for the newcomer, the only place where you can receive prophecy is in Eretz Yisrael. It's much, much more difficult, almost impossible, to receive prophecy in Chutz Li'aretz, especially the first time. If a person already becomes a prophet in Eretz Yisrael, and then he goes to Bavel, Then, once already the channel has been opened, it's a possibility for the person to continue to give prophecy in Chutz Li'aretz. But for the very first, if you have not yet merited to receive prophecy for the very first time in Eretz Yisrael, and now you go into exile, it's impossible for you to receive prophecy in Bavel. Therefore, Baruch ben Neriah does not want to go to Bavel, because that means that he'll never become a Navi, and therefore his legacy will go down the drain. Everything that he's been working for his entire life. See, we don't understand what all this means. But for someone living in these times, this was a lifelong achievement. And to throw out your life work all for nothing was devastating. So therefore they suspected that Baruch ben Neriah was pulling the strings to prevent the people from following their desire to go to Bavel, so they remain here. And that way he'll be able to bezuch the prophecy, but that's going to come at the expense of all the people who will be delivered to the kastim, will be killed, will be exiled to Bavel. Or, now the Bible doesn't say this, or you can say maybe is that, being that Baruch ben, I'm just suggesting this, this may be totally up, of course what I'm saying is, or you can say is that the Yirmiyah also wants a legacy. What's Yirmiyah's legacy? His students. Yirmiyah, every person, what have you accomplished in this world? The greatest accomplishment is that I've passed over my, passed the baton to the next generation. Yirmiyah wants to leave over a mark in this world. And the mark will be by passing over Nevuah to his student, Baruch ben Neriah. If we're now going to go to Bavel, then Yirmiyah, your legacy will end with yourself. There'll be no one to carry on your tradition, because you will not have any students that will take your place as full prophets. Baruch ben Neriah would carry the legacy of Yirmiyah after Yirmiyah's passing. So they suspected the reason why you don't want to allow us to go to Bavel is because that would shut the door on Baruch ben Neriah's prophecy, and then you would be left without a successor, and you would dry up. So therefore, that's going to come at our expense. You're putting your importance before the tzibur, and that's why we don't want to listen to you.
It sounds like they accepted the fact that Yirmiyah was a true prophet, but he was still had his own agenda.
Exactly. Obviously, everything that Yirmiyah predicted came true, so Yirmiyah was obviously right, and the very fact they even came to him and they said, Yirmiyah, pray for us, shows that they did have a degree of respect and they recognized, but now suddenly they shift. They suddenly shift and say, we don't care what you have to say, you're a liar, you have ulterior motives, Baruch ben Neriah, like the Mitzudos, like what the Barbanel says, and therefore we're not going to remain here, we are going to Bavel, whether you like it or not. Pasuk Dalet, V'loshama Yochanan ben Koreach, so here we see that Yochanan ben Koreach, he had a flaw. Even though until this point in time, Yochanan ben Koreach was obviously if we would have stopped him, we would have said he's a very great person, a patriot, very good person. When he did the Klal Yisrael, he saved all the captives, he brought them back, he risked his life. The Klal Yisrael, he had a respect for Yirmiyah, and now we learn over here, he turned sour, V'loshama Yochanan ben Koreach, V'chol Sori HaChayolim, V'chol Am, V'chol Hashem, L'Hashem Esparitz, the Yehudit live in this land, and what did they do? Pasuk Hei, V'yikach, Yochanan ben Koreach, he was the leader. V'chol Sori HaChayolim, V'eis Kol She'eris Yehuda, Asher Shav, which returned, V'chol HaGoyim, Asher Nitchu Shamu, Shabin, pushed away, L'Gor, Ba'aretz Yehuda, that had been pushed from living Eretz Yehuda, now they've come back. He took Es HaGvorim, V'es HaNoshim, V'es HaTaf, V'es Benos HaMelech, all of the souls that were left over by Nebuzaradon ben Rav Tabochim Eskedalio under the authority of Eskedal ben Achikam ben Shafan, the Yes Yirmiyah Hanavi, also under the authority of Yirmiyah Hanavi, the Yes Baruch ben Neriah. What did he do? He took all of these people, Vayavohu Eretz Mitzrayim, Kiloy Shamu, Bekol Hashem, Vayavohu Ad Tachpanches. That's one of the cities, one of the five major cities of Egypt, that's where they all settled to live. Very tragic. Pasuk da, pasuk. I don't know where it is today. Tach Panches, we know where it is?
Some cities we know. We know
Tach Panches.
We know others, but.
Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Mitzvah. Pasuk Dalit through Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Hey, Asher Shavu, Asher Chazru, Logo Be'eretz Yehuda, Logo Be'eretz Yehuda, Avodin Ashvachis. All of the we skipped. Let's go back to our pasuk base. Let's go back to the pasuk base in the Mitzvot. Or pasuk aleph. Eis kol advarim oimrim lemalo oimrim We did it already. I'm sorry. Let's go to Pasuk Hey, Asher Shavu, Asher Chazu Logo Beres Yehuda, Logo Beres Yehuda, Ha'avod Vashvachos, Asiyem Yahu. Gam Oisam Lachu Shloi B'Toivas Samno. So I made a mistake. I told you what I made a mistake. It says over here is that they took them against their will. See, I told you that Gedali Ben Achikam was the governor, but when the Pasuk says the ace, Yirmiyo Hanav V'Yesbarach Ben Iriya, they were also forced to go down to Mitzrayim. That's how the Mitzvah learns. The ace Yirmiyahu Gam Oisam Lachu Shloi B'Toivasam. That Yochel Ben Koreach and the Sorei HaChayolim, they forced all of the captives. All of the survivors. They wanted to go on their own, but those who did not want to go were forced to descend to Mitzrayim against their will. And we're going to see because very next soon the Yirmi is going.
Where did Yirmiyahu end up?
He ends up in Mitzrayim.
He dies in Mitzrayim.
No, that's the question. The question was what happened to the Medrash? What happened to Yirmiyahu afterwards? First, he was forced to go down to Egypt. And in a few psukim, we're going to see that he prophesied in Egypt. He said Nevu in Egypt. But then afterwards, he left, and the mystery is, where did he go? I think we'll see later on, he went to Bavel. He went to join the people in Bavel, because there was nowhere else to go. Eretz Yisrael was desolate. Okay, let's see. Let's see over here, the Mitzudas, the Eis, Yirmiyah, Gamoysam, Lakush, Shlomit, Hevalsam, Kiloy, Shamu, Asher, Tzivu, Lachem, Lashlo, Leches, did not listen, he commanded them not to go. Atach Panches, he me Eretz Mitzrayim. It's one of the cities in Eretz Mitzrayim. Let us see Rashi. There is no Rashi pasuk vav in Gedak es Gedalia im Gedaliahu. That these people who returned to the land to be originally under the authority of Gimel Gedaliahu, and that's it. Okay, next pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Ches begins. Vayehi Devar Hashem el Yirmiyahu bisach Panches. So now they arrive in Sach Panches, and Yirmiyah begins to give him a prophecy. What does he say? Lemar, Kach B'yot. Now here he's doing over here Simonim. Okay, this goes back to the types of a nevuah that we have that we are familiar with from the beginning of the Sefer. In other places, other parts of Tanakh, is where a Navi, it's one thing for a Navi to say something, but when a Navi, he is mechazik, he solidifies his words with actions, with doing Simonim, doing concrete actions, this causes the prophecy to have permanence, where the prophecy can no longer be undone. So here he's doing something which is going to prove very tragic for Klal Yisrael. Kach b'yotcha avanim gidolos. I want you, Yirmiyah, to take in your hands large stones. Utimantom, and you shall position them, be to bury them. Bamelet. Melet is to cover them with mortar. Utimantom means to cover them with mortar, like cement. Bamalbein. Bamalbein is a location by the kiln, by the brick, the brick kiln. Asher bapesach beis paro, the place where they make bricks, they put the bricks into the furnace, which is found by the Pesach beis paro, besach panches. I guess sach panches was the capital because that's paro lift. Le'ene anoshim yehudim, in the presence of the Jewish people. Pasuk yud. The Amar Toalei Heaven, you shall say to the Jewish people, Koi Amar Hashem Tzivakoi Selukei Yisrael, Hinni Shaleach, I am sending. V'lokachti es nevuchad retzar melech bavel avdi. Here is a very unusual pasuk. Hashem says, I'm sending Nebuchadnezzar, and here he's called my servant. He's my servant because he will do my bidding. V'samti chiso, and I will bring his throne, mimal lo avonim ho'ela asher tomonti. He will put his throne on this platform that I am building for him, upon the stones that I have covered with cement, v'nota, and he will spread out es shafriro alehem, his tent. The word shafriro of shipura, beautiful. He will spread out his beautiful tent upon this platform. In other words, he's going to stage the churban of Mitzrayim from this location. They're going to arrive here. He's going to make a tent, and here is where all the generals are going to gather, and they're going to conquer the entire Egypt, and every soul in Egypt will be killed. Uva, he will come behika es eretz Mitzrayim. He will wipe out the entire land of Egypt. Asher lamoves, lamoves. Asher lashvi, lashvi. Those that will be taken into exile, go to exile. Nasholacherev, lacharev, those that will be killed by sword, be killed by sword. Vitzati esh bebote Elohim Mitzrayim. And at this time they will ignite the homes of the gods of Egypt. All of the idols that are found in Egypt will be ignited. Usrafam, and they will be burnt. Veshavam, and they will be carried away in and will be plundered. Okay, Veshavam means he will take them and take them as a Chevy captive, meaning he'll take them with him as treasures back to Babel. The Oto, he will wrap like a wrapper, like a shmat, will take a wrapper and what? Ote Salmo Kairia. Will wrap as Eretz Mitzrayim, will wrap the entire land of Egypt under his control. Kasher yateh horoy es bigdoy, like a shepherd, he wraps himself up in his garment. When the shepherd wants to protect himself from the elements, he wraps himself up in his cloak to protect himself. He'll have the entire Egypt will be under his control. The yatsa misham bishalom, he will suffer no harm. While he's here in Egypt, he will succeed. Conquer the entire country, and he'll leave here in peace. Not like when there's a war. So sometimes when you leave the war, you're defeated. Vishibar, he will smash esmatzvois beis shemesh, the matzevois, the altars of beis shemesh. This was a place in Egypt, which was a Navodah Zara. Asher b'Eretz Mitzrayim, these homes that they used to worship the sun, the temple of the sun in Eretz Mitzrayim. V'yizbot Elohim Mitzrayim Yisrael bo'esh. And the homes of the gods of Egypt, he will burn in fire. So we hear in the end, and what does he mean to say? And the Jews who are living here in the land at that point in time will also be part of the slaughter. So you think that going to Egypt is going to save you from the Kastim? Guess what? It's going to be even worse in Egypt. Because in Egypt, Nebuchadnezzar is going to conquer. And when he conquers Egypt, he's going to conquer every living creature, including you, all of the survivors. There'll be nothing left of you. Better stay here in Eretz Yisrael, where you'll be protected. But they didn't listen.
Jewish people care about the destruction of the Egyptian Avodah Zarah.
Oh, so very good point. So the Farshim actually point out, I forgot to mention this, is that one of the reasons why the Jewish people wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael, what was their kavanah, was because they wanted to worship idols. They were still suffering from the sin. The Chorban came about because they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They couldn't control themselves. They felt it would be better if we're going to Avodah Zarah. Chazal say a person who wants to Avera, go to a faraway place, get dressed up in black, and do Mashalibai Chafetz. It's a greater Avera to do Avodah Zarah in the presence of the Shechina. So they felt we're not deserving, the Korban came about because we're Avodah Zarah. We can't control ourselves. We're still the Yetzer Hara has control over us. So we're going to leave Eretz Yisrael for the greater good of not doing Avodah Zarah in Hashem's presence, in Hashem's home. And this logic is correct. Yirmiyah told them, I think it says this in the Medrash, Yirmiyah said to them that that's only true when there's a Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina is resting. But now that there is no Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina is no longer resting, better do the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael than to go to Egypt. That's what he told them. Better remain here in Eretz Yisrael and do what, if you can't control yourself, because there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash. That was his counter argument to them. They didn't believe him. They went, so you think going to Egypt, you're going to save yourself? Guess what? When Nebuchadnezzar comes and destroys, he'll destroy all of the Avodah Zarah, but the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael is not going to be destroyed. Isn't that interesting? Even though Eretz Yisrael is the place of Hashem's Shechina. But that is how the Mefarshim, I think the Arsko mentioned this, the Medrash, I don't remember, I think maybe the Medrash mentions this over here, so the Medrash, is that was the argument that the Yirmiyah was telling them, and that's exactly why over here, that's what exactly answers your question, why over here, we're mentioning over here, that the Avodah Zarah is going to be destroyed in the fire. Okay, let's see these two psukim inside the Mefarshim, Pasuk Ches in the Mitzudos David, Pasuk Tes, Bamelet, Bamalbein. I want you to do a mice. I want you to go take stones, put these large stones in this location, and cover them with cement at the place where the brick furnace is found. Tomnom b'choymer, he covered them with cement. The mokoim asiyas halavein, in the place where the bricks were made. Platform. He's creating a foundation. Why there? Because that's I don't know. It's the Pesach. It's the entranceway to the palace, to Paro's palace. It says so. Nebuchadnezzar is going to take over the Malchus of Mitzrayim. He's coming to the capital. He's coming into the capital. He's going to put his throne in the capital itself. I don't know more than that. Tamlam b'chayim b'mokam asiyas halaveinim b'Pesach samach l'Pesach. The Amar Talayem El Yehudim Ahayim Hinni Shaleach Ritzin Alaymar. O'ir libi lavoi po. I'm going to arouse my heart. Lavoi po, avdi, ritzon loimar, oiseh shluchusi, Nebuchadnezzar, who's doing my bidding, v'nata, yate aholoi mimal lohavonim, is going to spread his tent above these stones. Asher lamus, haroi lamus barav, yamus barav, usrafam v'shavam, then he will burn the Avodah Zarah, Vishavam, and he will take the Avodah Zarah with him down into Gaul. So turn to Laimar, Elohim may eats, the Elohim may cast the Zav, the gods from wood.
He's going to burn the ones that are
from wood. Going to be burnt. The Elohim may cast the Zav, Vikach, Beshev will take into captivity. V'ata, Shalal Eretz Mitzrayim, the Shalal, the spoils of Eretz Mitzrayim, Yichrech, he will wrap up Lokachas HaKol, K'moharoye, K'shnosim, Mimokim L'mokim, when a shepherd, he travels from place to place, Shekoyrech im Bigoy, he wraps up with his garment, Kol Kalov, Le'avim imo v'lo yishom ma mehem. So the garment of the shepherd is not to cover himself in the elements, like I told you, but rather it's being used to go and to take all of his possessions. He takes all his possessions.
What? The bubble wrap.
Okay, the bubble wrap. The Yatsa, the Vuchanetza Yatsa Misham B'Shalom, who live there in peace, V'lo Yuchlu Anshei Mitzrayim L'Kachas Shalohem Yodo, and no one's going to be able to take back their possessions. Pasuk Gimel, Matzevos Be'Shemesh, HaMatzevos Amdu B'Bayis, Asher Avdu Sham L'Shemesh, Avodis Elahus, the altars that they put up in the Bayis, where they worship the sun.
Yeah, they were
sun worship, sun gods. So they all...
Was called here Beit Shemesh, the Greeks called Heliopolis.
Heliopolis, the sun. Sunset. Okay, so that's all that's going to be destroyed. Okay, let's see a couple of Rashi's here. Rashi over here starting here from Pasuk Tes. Ute, Pasuk Tes says, Ute mantom, bamelet, mem zo yisod neufel hi beteva. The mem of, now which mem is referring to? Melet or Utamantem? Let's see. Mem zo, yisod, noifel hi beteva, kemo mokoy mamud maaseh, the place where they...
Melet.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so it's the mem of Melet. Okay, yisod the noifel is mem zo, noifel hi beteva, kemo mokoy mamud maaseh, the yisod the lot. Let. The yisod is lot, kemo vayolet panov, Loat osa besocha tit b'malbein, he thrust it into the tit b'malbein. B'melet, what's that French word?
Enveloped lump. He says it means mortar.
Now, mortar, okay.
But my question is, mortar, is it the material mortar, or is it the kli in which bricks are made? No,
okay, I'm not sure.
I think it's like a mortar and pestle. I know, I think it's material. I think it's the material.
He pasuk yud, and he's going to spread out his pasuk yud says he's going to spread it over there his tent. What's the word? What's the exact word? The word over there is shafriroi, oholoi. On this platform that you're going to create for him with stone and cement, he's going to spread his platform. Which means with the wind of the Shemayim Shifra is his tent, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Pasuk Yud.
He calls it a pavilion.
Pavilion, okay. Pasuk Yud Beis. Of Otas Eretz Mitzrayim, Yichrech Kol Shlola, V'yotza Kasha Yichrech V'yiglol Haroye Esbigdai V'yashlichu Mimal Kesefa. He's going to take all the spoils and leave, just like a shepherd. He wraps up his garment, v'yashlichoi me'al kesef, he puts it on his shoulder, kishu moylich tzoynoi, when he moves his sheep, when he wants to move with his sheep, he takes possessions, puts it in his knapsack, and he puts it on over his shoulder, and he goes forward. Pasuk Gimel es matzeves beis shemesh mizbechois she'asu sham oisam sheniskayu b'mei yichizkiyahu shavu yacher. So he's saying something much deeper. He's saying that this, that what I'm going to do there now, is going to be punishment for what happened 250 years ago. Like we mentioned before, there were three times in Jewish history when the Jewish people in Nass, they went to Egypt, and one of the times was during the time of Sancheirif. And there, when they went to, when the people in Sancheirif, that during that period of time, in Yeshaya's time, when they went to Egypt, they built for themselves altars there. The captives of Sancheirif, they brought from Kush Mitzrayim before to Lifnei Yerushalayim. Biyom Apolosoi, Kemo Shomar Bayom Ahu Yu Chamesh Onim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Medabler Sfas Kenan, V'Nishpoz Lashem Tzvokas Ir HaHeres, Yeomer Lechos, V'Targim Yonason, Ir Kiryosa Be'Shemesh, Da'asida L'Misrach, L'Michrav, Yis'amar Dihi Chadim Min Hoim. It's one of these cities. Okay, so I'm not exactly sure what it means over here, but one of these cities over here is one of the cities that was established in the time of Sancheirif. Let's see the Adak. Starting with Pasuk.
Another book was the punishment on the Jews.
What?
Punishment on the Jews that were in Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim. They came earlier. So these Jews that set up these cities are now going to be decimated now 250 years later. Let's see over here what it says over here in the Radak. Starting with Pasuk Ches. It starts with Pasuk Tes. B'melet b'milman. Melet v'achoymer. The melad is the chaymer is the mortar. Shoyse mimenu halavenim. Oychaymer achar misid michol. Or it's chaymer. It's made from sid and lime and sand. The malvein. Malvein means b'mokim sreifas halavenim. The place where they make the bricks. B'mokim shoyse moysam period. V'yodesam tirgem b'tfel binyana. He translates it. I don't know what that means. B'tfel binyana means. In the place of the threshold of the building, maybe it means. I'm not sure what it means. Pasuk Yud Es Shaf Ruro Ksiv Bavav Ukri Biyud. Okay, it's a Kri V'Ksiv for Inyan Echad V'Oitzios Aleph Hey Vav Yud Mischalfois U'Perushoy Ohalo is tent. The oil hana Nikra Shafir. A beautiful tent is called a Shafir. Liyofio, if after its beauty, Min Imre Shofer, words that are pleasant. So a tent that's beautiful is called Shafriro. The Shafir b'shekel sagrir, it's related to this world. I don't know what that word is. Similar, it's the same grammatical form. Pasuk yud aleph ubav hika ksiv ubav loshem akeva al hamachne uvas feminine, because the word uvas is referring to the machne. The machne is going to come. We create ubav. We read ubav loshem zohar al nevucha netzach. So va, it's spelled feminine, but we read it as a zohar because we read it as reference to the nevucha netzach is going to come. The sarfam v'shavam, Yisroif habotim, he's going to burn the